The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Don't tell Colorado, but this promises to be one warm winter. British meteorologist Wayne Elliott joining the chorus of experts predicting that 2007 will be the hottest year on record. You know, there must be some mistake here, because all that global warming stuff, that was just to help Al Gore sell movie tickets, I thought. More after this. The strangely pleasant weather across the eastern half of the country is primarily due to El Nino, but British climate scientists are now saying that because of the rising level of greenhouse gases, even a moderate El Nino can now tip the atmosphere to the defrost setting. So Vermont is snowless, Washington's cherry blossoms are sleepless, and the prediction for the rest of the year has normally sober meteorologists sounding like Pat Robertson. They're predicting deepening drought in Australia, stronger typhoons in Asia, floods in Latin America, although the hurricane season in the U.S. might actually be milder. But we've heard all these warnings before, and the fact is, if it turns out that global warming is already here, there's not much point in debating who's responsible. We just need to prepare for the inevitable. And the irony is that so far, in the eastern half of the country anyway, it's been pretty easy. Oh, I know, some of you were looking forward to being trapped in your homes and putting on snowshoes to find the cat, but if you miss it that much, you can book a flight to Denver. In the meantime, it's free heat. In fact, the demand for heating oil is so low, it's depressing prices. Sales of winter coats are way down. In fact, maybe we'll get through this whole thing with nothing more than a change in wardrobe. Pack away forever the long johns, the scarves, the heavy coats, the earmuffs. Although, if I were you, I'd keep the galoshes handy. You know, just in case the seawater starts lapping at your ankles. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, January 5th, 2007.